Sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. No short.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl.
I'm joined on the show today by Frank Tolupko. Frank is a 9/11 researcher and a former radio show host in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Frank, welcome to the show today.
Always good to be here and talk about all things political.
The topic that we're going to discuss today would be laughable if the consequences weren't so serious. It's propaganda at its best. And before we get started, I just want to mention that I was not and am not a supporter of Hillary or Trump. I believe that both parties, at the federal level at least, are both controlled by the deep state, and Hillary and Trump are just puppets. And to me, it looks like we have two parts of the deep state in conflict with each other. So having said that, let's begin by letting Rachel Maddow introduce the topic of today's show. So here she is, Rachel Maddow.
Vladimir Putin, Russia, 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 Russia hates Russia, 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 Putin, Russia's Russia, 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 Russian, 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 Russia, Russia, Moscow, Moscow, Russia, Russian, pro-Russian, Russian, Russia, Russian, 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 the Russians, Russian, Russian, Russia, Russians, Russians, Russia, Russians, Russian, 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 Russia, Russian, 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 Moscow, Russian, Russian, Russia, Putin, Russian, 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 Russia against us, Russians, Russians, Russia against the US, the Russians, Russia, Russia, Russian, Russian, Russian government scheme, the Russians, Vladimir Putin, Russia, Vladimir Putin, Russia, Putin, Putin and Russia, Russia, Moscow, Russia, Russian, Russian, Russia, the Russians, Russian, Russians, Russia, Russia, Russian, Russian, Russia, Russia, Putin, 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 Russian, 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 Russia, the Soviet Empire, the second of the 20th century's great evils, communism, Russia,
communism,
Russia, assault by Russia, 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 Russia's, Russia,
Russia, Putin despises the West in general and the United States in particular, the Soviet Empire, Russia,
Russia, Russia,
they're the adversary, they want to bring us down, the Soviet Union.
You've just heard outtakes from the March 9th, 2018 Rachel Maddow show, which obviously was about all what we would call Russiagate at that point. Very interestingly, Rachel Maddow is the one that kept saying Bernie, Bernie, Bernie during the primary season. And like after a three-day meeting, she turned around and kept saying Hillary, Hillary, Hillary. So it's she's somebody that could obviously be bought. And for making $7 million a year, she's doing her job pretty well.
Yeah, so it's clear that Operation Mockingbird, which is the CIA's plan to infiltrate the media, has been completely successful. The whole media attack on Russia reminds me a lot of the media's omissions and distortions concerning 9/11. And luckily, this propaganda about Russia is not having the desired effect that the powers that be hoped it would. And now we're going to hear from Jimmy Dore explaining that from a recent poll.
There are a number of polls that he quotes that's actually emboldening many of the policies that people find abhorrent. Some don't, some do, but they find it abhorrent.
So here he is, Jimmy Dore.
And I just want to let you know, all that propaganda being pushed by the mainstream news and the establishment press and Rachel Maddow specifically, you know what the result of that is? If you go to my computer, the Gallup just did a poll. Less than 1% of Americans believe Russia is a top problem. Less than 1% of Americans. So when I say this on the show that no one in America cares about this, I'm not making it up. I actually travel to parts of the country, and I know that no one cares about this stuff, right? So this is a completely made up propaganda. And I'll just show you a little bit from this Gallup poll. It says less than 1% of Americans consider the situation with Russia a top problem for the United States, according to a Gallup poll released on July 18th. The number of Americans who consider Russia to be the biggest problem facing the country has not surpassed 1% in any of the past 7 months, the pollster found. While major news outlets have relentlessly pushed the Russian interference narrative for nearly 2 years, Americans remain overwhelmingly more concerned about domestic issues, with concerns about immigration and the government topping the list of the biggest problems. The lack of proof and the negligible concern from Americans on Russia issue may be contributing to, get this, to President Donald Trump's resilience in presidential approval polls. In 2018, Trump's approval rating has tracked closely to that of President Obama's during his first term. According to Rasmussen Reports, the pollster that was most accurate in predicting the outcome on the 2016 presidential election. The survey conducted last week as Trump concluded an international trip by meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki showed those controversies haven't yet harmed his overall popularity. The 45% who approved of his job performance compared with 52% who disapproved represent a slight uptick since June. That brings Trump's popularity more in line with those of his Oval Office predecessors after he recorded historic lows for a new president in 2017. One major asset for Trump, by 50% to 34%, voters approve his handling of the strong economy. So what I'm going to tell you is what Rachel Maddow is doing is actually hurting our country. She's actually doing what she's saying Putin and Russia is doing to our country. Rachel Maddow is hurting our country and hurting our chances to replace Donald Trump with a social democratic leader. That's what she's doing. She's actually helping Trump. That's what the polls show. That's what the data shows. And even her own viewers aren't buying that Russia is a problem. They're watching that like porn. Like people used to watch Sean Hannity when he would talk about long-form birth certificates. That's how people watch Rachel Maddow. And that's how crazy it's gotten.
And not only do the powers that be control the news media, they also have people they can call on to write books promoting their lies and disinformation. One that comes to mind concerning 9/11 was the Anthony Summers and Robin Swan's book called The 11th Day, The Full Story of 9/11, which was anything but the full story. And similarly concerning Russiagate is the book I just finished reading called Russian Roulette, The Inside Story of Putin's War on America and the Election of Donald Trump. Frequently in this book, they give you all these supposedly facts about, you know, the Russian interference, and then they have to state that there's only a 50% chance that it's true. And, you know, most of the information, quote, evidence concerning Russiagate comes from a secret source in Moscow who gave the information to a former British spy, the Mr. Christopher Steele. So a lot of it is based on this secret guy who we don't know who he is in Russia. But first, let's get some more background information from former CIA analyst and founding member of Veterans Intelligence Professionals for Sanity, speaking on this issue in 2017. Here he is, Ray McGovern.
I put myself in Vladimir Putin's chair here. Okay, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at my advisors and I say, wow, this campaign is really amazing, this American political campaign. Well, we have a guy who not only is unpredictable, but he, my God, he's proud of it. He brags about being unpredictable and he lashes out. He's very emotionally lashes out at any insult or any slight perceived or imagined. This is, hey guys, around the Kremlin table there. This is precise. This is a wonderful. This is exactly the kind of guy I like to have to deal with as head of the United States of America. Give me a break. This is the guy Putin wanted to have his finger on the nuclear codes. You know, so if you set up the premise that Putin and his associates had a distinct preference for Trump over Hillary Clinton, if I dispute that as I do, and we're seeing it play it out, right? I talk about unpredictability, talk about lashing out. That's what Trump is. So unless Putin thinks about the world in a way that no other Russian or Soviet leader that I know has, and unless he was clairvoyant in seeing that Trump was going to win, there's no reason. There's no reason in the whole world that he would have hacked into the DNC computers. Not only that, but the expertise that we have in Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity won't quit. We've got four very senior members of the National Security Agency, one of whom, Bill Binney, actually devised the collection systems that they're using now to collect emails and telephone calls. And he's looked at all this and he said, Ray, if this was a hack, NSA would know exactly who hacked it and where it was sent. They have ironclad coverage of the whole internet. So a hack has to be sent over the system, over the network. The NSA would certainly have intercepted it. It's not a hack. It's a leak. I said, well, what's the difference, Bill? He said, well, a leak, you take a thumb drive, you stick it in a computer, you download. That's what Bradley or Chelsea Manning did. And that's what many people have done. What's his name? Snowden did it that way. So we have a leak, and that's why the President of the United States had to admit 2 days before he left office, as he put it, quote, the conclusions of the intelligence community with respect to how this Russian hacking got to WikiLeaks are inconclusive, the president's word. Okay, so what does that mean? That means the United States government doesn't know how to support their charge that whatever hacking happened by the Russians, how it got to WikiLeaks. That's a pretty profound gap in their information. And of course, the reason is it wasn't hacked. It was leaked. It was leaked by somebody, we think, within the Democratic National Committee, who was aghast when he or she saw the way Hillary Clinton stole the election, the nomination from Bernie Sanders. I mean, the whole thing, if you look at the content of those emails, you'll see that it was gross. Otherwise, why did Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the other top four people from the DNC quit immediately? So the whole campaign since that time, which was 2 days before the Democratic National Convention, Hillary and her friends had a real problem. What do they do with the fact that WikiLeaks has leaked all these DNC emails? Was there a sort of a gloss on it? No, they were documents, okay? Nobody disputed the authenticity of these documents. So what's she going to do? Somebody says, well, gosh, oh, I know. We'll blame it on the Russians. And somebody else said, well, but this isn't the Russians. This is Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. No problem. We'll say that WikiLeaks working. Yes, we'll say we're working for the Russians. Yeah, but what's the rationale? Oh, come on. The rationale is Vladimir Putin would certainly prefer to deal with Donald Trump than with Hillary Clinton. Now, that's the way that went it down. I talked to the head of Hillary Clinton's communications. She was the communications director, and she talked about how hard she worked at the convention to keep the focus on the Russians and not to let anybody even think about the content of those emails, which I have to say again, pure and simple, showed how Bernie Sanders was cheated out of the nomination. So it worked like a charm. And now that they've lost, then they have to explain how Hillary, who was a shoo-in, how she possibly could have been a flawed candidate. Well, she wasn't flawed. No, it was the Russians again. So, you know, if it weren't so pernicious, if it weren't so much added or aimed not only at explaining why Hillary lost, but also at sabotaging any effort by Trump or anybody else to make a deal with the Russians, to have a decent relationship with the Russians. Well, if we weren't so serious, then we could laugh at it.
You've just heard Ray McGovern speaking back in 2017 when all this Russian stuff started up. The Russians are coming. Ray McGovern, as mentioned, was a founding member of the Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity, talking about the improbable logic of why Putin and the Russians, etc., would want Trump to be elected with his unpredictability, etc. And if, in fact, they had hacked us, as he quotes William Binney, who was also a member of the same VIPS organization, quoting him saying, if they hacked it, we would have known because we control everything. Everything in the world in the internet comes through servers in the United States. I've done some research on this. We control the naming of sites. We control all traffic that goes through there. We would have known about that. We control Tor. We control a lot of other things.
And isn't there evidence that we also created WikiLeaks, that WikiLeaks is maybe not an independent organization?
That's another show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very interesting thing. And in many cases, like the Pentagon Papers may have been a distraction also from what the CIA was doing and with the Operation Phoenix there. In other words, it was a limited hangout. But that, again, another show. So why don't we hear what William Binney, jumping forward to August of 2018, speaking and being interviewed by Jimmy Dore, talking about the Mueller indictments and their validity.
Yes, former NSA whistleblower William Binney. Here he is.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Jimmy Dore Show. We have a special guest with us. It's Bill Binney. You know him. He's been on the show before. He's an intelligence officer turned whistleblower who resigned from the NSA in 2001 after nearly 30 years with the agency. And since then, he's continued doing his own research elsewhere and has been correcting misinformation put out there by the intelligence agencies, especially in regards to WMDs and Russiagate. And today we're talking with him about the most recent occurrences. Please welcome back to the show. It's Bill Binney. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Jimmy. Thanks for having me back.
So some people were telling me that you had been reversing some of your conclusions about the alleged Russian hack of the DNC servers because there was some new Guccifer data that turned out to be falsified. Could you explain what's going on with that and what your new position is, if there is one?
Well, the only thing that's different with that new data, the fact is that the data went like this. There's Guccifer 2 or somebody representing him put the data out on the web for people to look at. That was a download he claimed that came across on the 5th of July, and another download he claimed came across on the 1st of September of 2016. But if you looked at that data a little closer and you ignored the hour and the day and just looked at minutes, seconds, and milliseconds, you could take those two data sets and shuffle them like a deck of cards, and they fit together into one data set without conflict. So in other words, where the holes were in the other one, in one of the files, the other file fit in. So it was one continuous set of data. So that meant that Guccifer 2 was playing with the data. He did one download, split it into two files, and claimed he made two different hacks. I guess to say, basically saying the second hack occurred after you knew the first one did, and see, I can do anything, you can't stop me. I mean, that's my assumption. But the point is, those two files merged, and that means it's only one file, and Guccifer 2 totally is a fabrication. So that meant everything that he claimed had to be proven. First of all, by the speed, the download speeds, which were compatible with a thumb drive, but couldn't be accommodated by the net going across to Russia, across the Atlantic, or anywhere in Europe, really.
So you still stand by that statement that...
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Okay.
The only thing that's different is we can't say that it came down from the DNC. All we know is it's a fabrication. That means you got to prove everything that Guccifer 2 says he's representing there,
and
including the timestamps, where it was done. We can prove forensically it was done locally. It was not a hack. We just don't know where local is. That's the only thing that's changed. The DNC is not there. We can't say it was done there.
And the reason why this is important, that this Guccifer had fabricated data, is because... correct me if I'm wrong, did Rosenstein and Mueller rely on that data when they did their indictments?
Yes, that's right. That's right up front in the indictment. The DC leaks and also Guccifer 2 are the main sets of evidence he's using. I mean, he's basing it on a fabrication. So his indictment is a fabrication. I would also point out, Jimmy, if you looked, he claimed that this was proof that the Russians, the GRU, meddled in our voting and elections. But if you looked at all the laws that he's charging them with, violations, the crimes were all under Code 18 codes, which are the standard criminal codes. The codes for voting and election crimes are all under 52 U.S. codes. The main one that I looked at was 10308, which covers all the crimes governing elections and voting. And he doesn't have one of those in there. There's not one. They're not charged with that.
And so what does that tell you?
It tells me he's charging spies with being spies. In other words, it means the Russian GRU is hacking everybody to get information. Well, that's what we do, too.
Yeah.
So he's charging them for hacking, which means that we should expect all of our spies to be charged with the similar crimes by all the other countries in the world, because we do more spying and hacking than anybody.
So to me, I that's exactly what I thought about this whole thing. It's like you're making an announcement that you had these Russian spies trying to hack into some electronic data in the United States. And I'm like, well, I'm sure we're doing the same thing back to them. I mean, I know we had a tap on Angela Merkel's phone. I mean, we're spying on everybody. So what they're doing is they're taking stuff that is natural, matter of course stuff that spies do on a daily basis, and they're pretending like it's special, right?
That's right.
And so
that's exactly right.
To me, that's propaganda then, right? So
the whole thing was to interfere with the meeting in Helsinki.
So
that's basically what it was all about.
So when Chuck Schumer was on Rachel Maddow's show, Chuck Schumer warned Donald Trump not to mess with the intelligence community. And what he said was, I would not mess with the intelligence community because the intelligence community has six ways to Sunday to mess with you back. So now my question to you, do you think that the timing of this, what we consider to be a completely bogus indictment because it's based on fraudulent data, and it just talks about normal spy stuff. So do you think that the timing of this indictment was to screw with Trump and to undermine his meeting in Helsinki?
Well, I think that's absolutely the case, yeah. The timing is just too convenient for them.
Right.
You know, it was to take away, to try to focus attention elsewhere on by the American public. This is the whole idea of the intelligence community. They're trying to control the narrative that goes across the mainstream media and how people get their information and what information they get. I mean, even the companies are lining up with them to filter and censor people who aren't conforming to the general narrative that's acceptable by the government. I mean, you can see that with the Facebook blocking people and blocking information. And it's just a continuation of that. I think it was one of the directors of Central Intelligence who said they've been trying to infiltrate the mainstream media for decades. And he said, well, you'll know that we've succeeded once most of what is believed is false.
Yes, I've seen that quote myself. Yeah. So what I was going to say to you, you know, so you're saying the intelligence community is trying to control the narrative on this Russiagate thing. And this indictment right before the Helsinki meeting with Putin, this was to undermine that and to control the narrative. And let me just say to you, it seems to be working like a charm, is it not?
It is. Yes. But it's even worse than that, though, Jimmy. This is what I told Director Pompeo when I met with him at the CIA. I said, your intelligence agencies are lying to you and the president and to this government. Really? And they're not telling you the truth. It's like, how do you get into weapons of mass destruction, slam dunk? That's a lie. Look at, you know, these are all lies. They're not spying on U.S. citizens. That's a lie. Not spying on Congress. That's a lie. And Brennan was doing it he got caught at it. That was the point. Spying on the Senate Intelligence Committee, doing their report on CIA torture.
Right.
So this is a whole series of lies. And they are just trying to manipulate the entire government. This is why I call them the Praetorian Guard. You know, they want to determine who the emperor is and what the emperor does.
So what is it that they want Trump to do? It seems like he's doing their bidding. The military-industrial complex seems to be humming right along. They increased the budget even. So, and he's bombing in Yemen. He's doing the bidding of Israel and Saudi Arabia.
Yep.
So what is it that he's not doing that they want him to do? Is it still Syria?
No. The new thing is Russia, 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 a new Cold War. That means a few more trillions of dollars into the coffers. That's the big swindle.
So this is just to reignite a Cold War so we can up the military spending permanently. That's all this is.
That's it.
So this is exactly what Eisenhower warned us against, correct?
Yes, it is. And I was saying behind the shadow government, which is what this is, all the agencies and so on getting together, is the deep state. That's the military industrial intelligence complex, and all the banking is a part of that, and even the technology people are now part of that too. All the internet service providers and the telecommunications companies are part of it. So, you know, this is deep state that's driving the money push for money, more and more money to make more and more contracts from government, more and more control. I keep saying this whole thing boils down to three words: power, control, and money. And that's what's been governing the way people act internally in the agencies. I mean, they even lie within the agencies to manipulate and move money around. And they lie from agency to agency to get the one agency gets up above or has an advantage over another and therefore can say, I need more money, you know. And even within the government, the people in Congress are giving out money according to how many people put some military base or some kind of facility that brings money into their constituents area. So in the next, so they can say, we brought this in here, and now you get more jobs, more everything here. So we're helping out our community here. So reelect me. You know, that's the whole point. That's how it spins up, you know?
Yeah. Yes. Boy, this is super depressing because it doesn't seem like it's going to go away. And it doesn't seem like the people who could, like, there's no reporter at the New York Times that's going to write a story that's going to talk about what you're talking about right now. There's no host at MSNBC who's going to actually tell the truth about this Russiagate investigation. Are you surprised at that?
And no, because for me, from what I've seen, is they've successfully been infiltrated and threatened by the shadow government. It's just like Schumer warned, they're threatened too.
Oh, no kidding. So you think people like Rachel Maddow and Chris Hayes and Lawrence O'Donnell, they're also threatened?
Oh, indirectly, yeah. I mean, they're afraid of them too. I mean, that's why I shared the diagram of all the tap points for the Fairview program that NSA has. That's AT&T's tap points. And it goes right across the country, you know? But I can't get any mainstream media to show it on television because then people would see this is an obvious lie that they're after foreigners. They're after us, you know, and those tap points show that. It's not, I mean, they're afraid to show anything that isn't amenable to the line from the intelligence agencies and the general narrative out of the government.
So what we have here is the claim by NSA whistleblower William Binney saying that the Mueller indictments came out just a few days before the meeting in Helsinki between President Trump and Vladimir Putin. Not that I'm a fan of either of those guys, but they were attempting perhaps to get some sort of rapprochement, which would not be very good for the military-industrial complex in showing that there's a threat out there and we have to have more weapons. The more things change, the more they stay the same. President Eisenhower, who warned about the military-industrial complex, had the same thing done to him because he was supposed to meet in Vienna with Nikita Khrushchev, again, for about rapprochement of some sort or some sort of agreement about what was going on in the Central and Eastern Europe. And just before that, you had the whole U-2 incident, the American spy plane being shot down over the Soviet Union and then creating the whole Fuhrer and essentially derricking the talk. So the more things change, the more they stay the same.
And then we have JFK, who was actually in secret communication with Khrushchev.
And the Cubans.
And the Cubans. And he was also threatening the CIA, and we know what happened to him.
So who's really calling the shots?
Yes, that's the question. And, you know, I knew the day before the election that Trump was going to win because I read, and I can't remember where I read it now, but I read a small article about how the Hillary campaign had canceled the celebratory fireworks over New York City scheduled for election night. I read that, and I said to myself, wow, the fix is in for Trump. And lastly today, the leaker from the DNC that Bill Binney talked about may have been Seth Rich, who was murdered in Washington, D.C., and we were told the motive was robbery, but the thieves didn't take his wallet or any money he had on him. Perhaps they stole his thumb drive. Anyway, if I were investigating it, that's where I'd look. Frank, thank you for being on the show today.
Great. It was a pleasure.
This concludes this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl. Thanks for listening.